Democratic National Convention begins next week. NPR is sending a team of reporters and producers, and Day to Day's Mike Pesca is among them. Mike, let's preview the convention. What should we watch out for?
Well, I think John Kerry will get the nomination. That is my prediction. It will be Kerry. These things used to be a little more unpredictable.
And a lot of people out there in TV and radio land really start paying attention to these races, to the presidential race during the convention, because they listen to all those speeches.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Even though we in the media might say, well, how much is new of what he's saying? It is true that this is when people focus their attention. And so as a result, the news coverage usually winds up being a review of the performance as much as an analysis of the policies coming out of John Kerry's mouth in this case. It's because the unknown is John Kerry's ability to give a good speech and, to a lesser extent, the ability of the people around him to perform well. They're all trying to sway that target audience. But what is the target audience, you might ask, or I ask rhetorically, because I think it's a pretty interesting answer.
The swing voters, right? The undecideds, not just any undecideds, the swing voters in the swing states.
That's right. So let's do the math. First, number of Americans.
A little under 300 million.
290 million. But a third of those can't vote. They're not 18 years old or they're not citizens. So now we're down to 190 million. Of those, a third don't register. So now we're talking 135 million. Of those who are actually registered, of the 135 million.
Don't tell me that's another third.
No, no, no. Registering is a pretty good predictor of if you vote. In presidential elections, 85% of those who are registered wind up voting. But still, you take out that narrow slice, now we're down to 120 million people who'll be voting in this election. But, as we said before, there are only 17 or 18 competitive states called swing states. Again, that's a third of the population. So now we're down to 40 million people who are really deciding the election.
So out of nearly 300 million people in the United States, the whole convention is really aimed at those 40 million people, you're saying?
It's actually fewer than that. I talked to Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. He says this year the majority of voters aren't changing their minds.
We find that only about one in five voters at this point in time are in the persuadable category. That is, they are either pure undecided or they give us an answer but say they might change their mind. And typically about this time, it's about 3 in 10 voters, not 1 in 5, 30% rather than 20%.
So, quickly doing the math in my head, that means only 8 million Americans out of the nearly 300 million are the target audience for all this campaigning?
Actually, swing voters are a little less likely to vote than other registered voters, according to Kohut.
The swing vote might be as small as 16% or 15%, somewhere in that neighborhood.
So what this means is that only about 7 million people, a little more than 2% of the country, will actually do the deciding in the election. 7 million Americans, that's about the same number of Americans who suffer from excessive sweating, according to the International Hyperhidrosis Society.
I'm glad you checked that out. All right,
yeah, so just to give it some perspective.
Okay, so, silly question. Then why don't they just admit all this and just go after those 7 million?
Because, Madeline, they walk among us. As Andrew Kohut says, they're really indistinguishable from the voting public at large. They don't subscribe to Swing Voter Illustrated. They don't watch CSI Swing Voters. They really do the same things as everyone else. So you can't target them with a laser beam. You have to go after them with a shotgun. And the biggest blast that the party has is the convention.
Thanks, Mike.
No sweat.
And of course, that's our own Day to Day's Mike Pesca.